Hi, I'm Akinura.
And I'm Rohan Nagar.
Welcome to The Long Take. This week we're discussing Netflix's most expensive Indian original of all time. Directed, edited, and even with music from Sachin Ravanswari. It's called Heera Mandi, and yeah, it's out now. Yeah, what do you make of it, Rohan?
I didn't like it at all. It's quite bad.
Yeah, this is basically what I was going to say at the start. I was like, give me some leeway and then see if Rohan has like slightly different opinions than mine. But I guess we're aligned. This is going to be fun.
He tries to do that thing where he tries to kind of slip you drugs in the sense that, oh, look how pretty everything is. But then that's just like distraction tactics, you know, from... And I just kept getting more and more annoyed as this thing went on. And it's like really like labored. It's like 8 hours. And
actually,
by the
it's
end...
Actually, yeah, so, it's not 8 hours, but yeah. I mean, after a point, you're just like, you're not doing anything new. You're just doing what you did in R2 and it's R7. Can you move it along?
Yeah, firstly though, it took me 2 hours just to figure out who's who. Like,
oh, I gave up on that. Like, after, I think, episode 2, I was like, you throw me, like, too many names at me, and if I don't remember who's whose daughter and who's whose sister, like, it's not my responsibility anymore. It's for you to, like, differentiate the characters, and they wear the same caution sometimes. I can't tell them apart. Not my bad. I'm just gonna move on. Like, there would be moments where they would say, like, isne ye kiya, and I'd be like, I don't know who that is, but I don't care at this point.
Are to matlab, forget wearing costumes. There's some insane stuff happening where they've cast the same actor to play different people.
Oh, yeah. I did not notice that at all.
So Shekhar, someone is playing one Nawab, but his son, his real life son, is playing the same character, ka younger version, but also a different Nawab in the present day.
So I knew the latter, I did not know the former until now.
Yeah. So it's just fully like confusing. And then of course Rakshi Sinha is playing one character and then also that
that's
character's
the obvious
mother.
One, but like the mother like disappears like 3 minutes
episode
into
one.
The show.
Yeah.
So that one doesn't matter that much.
The show opens with like, oh, 1920, Heera Mandi, Lahore, and then doesn't bother to tell you that 20 years have passed. So
it does, but like it doesn't make it very as obvious as the 1920s.
Yeah. So
it's at the bottom of the scene when Manisha Karan is introduced, it says 25 years later. And if you're going to tackle the timeline, I didn't know we were going to tackle the timeline because I feel like it's very iffy and I can't make sense of it.
Yeah, because...
like, things don't make sense because if you say 1920s and if you say 25 years later, the World War II should be over, right? Which is what I assumed in my head the entire time when I'm watching the show. And then episode 7 or 8, like, the English guy declares, like, you know, we need your help to fight the fascist Germans. I'm like, which Germans? You just killed all of them.
So, I think... it does. I mean, towards the end, though, it becomes like the Sara Ali Khan movie that just came out, almost.
I have no idea what that is.
There's like, lucky you. But I guess unlucky both of us because we watched this longer.
Yeah, like the historical distortions are just like next level. Like, from
I'm saying historical distortions that I'm willing to just ignore because
it's like a fantasy, like Marvel superhero movie.
Exactly. It doesn't like pretend to be realistic in any way. So I'm like, okay, this is like, think of it like Wes Anderson covered.
Yeah, right? Like, you know, like you want them, you want to extend their like reign or whatever, so they have arrived in this era. But now, what are you going to do with them now, right? Like, that's the question. Like, fine, you've changed history, but like, for what purpose?
Which is a larger question, right? What does Sanjay Leela Bhansali think of Tawaifs and Tawaif culture? Right.
Yeah, like, what is he trying to say with them now, which he hasn't said, like, 22 years ago or in Devdas or whatever?
Or even, like, his last movie, right, Gangubai, which is...
I feel like we have the same similar complaints with, like, both of these products.
Very similar. It feels like a part of the same universe, right? Because it almost feels like they shot it on the same set. And, I mean, it could very easily be, like, a prequel to that movie.
Yeah, you can basically, if he wants to call it like whatever Bhansali was, like, sure, good for him. But like, I want no part of it.
No, but like, what does he think? Because we'll get to it later, but he's built his entire career on this grand kind of scam, which is that, oh, Bhansali writes women very well, right?
Yeah.
Which we'll get to in a bit. But then... as far as his writing of these characters were Tawaifs, right? So on the one hand, it feels like he is fascinated by them. Who are these women who kind of, if not actually controlled, this ecosystem, but deluded themselves into thinking that they control the ecosystem, right?
Mm.
The times are changing, right? They don't have the influence that they used to maybe once upon a time.
Yeah.
When we kind of meet them in this show. But then they, like, someone like Malika Jan can walk into a police station and be like, do you know who I am?
Yeah, like, I'm the queen of Lahore. Like, she declares not, like, as a joke. She's very self-serious. Yeah.
But then, on the other hand, is this really bizarre thing where this one character, Alam Zeb, uska pura conflict is hinging on whether or not she will be a tawaif or not. Clearly, yeah. She does not care for this profession, mm. right? She's kind of, like, disgusted. Ki mujhe nahi karna. I don't want to be forced into this.
Mm.
For whatever reasons. I want to be a shayar. Cool.
Yeah.
But then it begins to feel like Bansali himself is kind of disgusted by the wife culture.
Also, yeah, I can't tell which side he's on, and I feel like he's playing like both.
He's playing both, right? Which is really like, confusing.
Which is through, like what you said, Alam Zeb, and then through Tajdar, who is essentially the male lead, like if you can call him that. He's playing this side of it, right? He's like, yeah, like. Mm. Which is why the first time Tajdar walks into the show, he's like, I'm disgusted by Heerapanti. What is this nonsense? And then he's playing the other side by showing these women who are like having like a great time or whatever, at least sometimes. And like, you know, thinking they control the Lahore and by extent the world or whatever. So like, but what's what? Like, he can't figure out like what he actually wants to say. And he just wants to play then both sides and play it cool.
It's one thing for someone like Tajdar to be like, I can't marry you because you're a tawaif, right?
Yeah, right. Because that's what his character he's supposed to be. Like, that's his start point, and then you put him on an arc and he ends up somewhere else.
Yeah, but then it's a different thing altogether when the tawaif in question, Alam Zeb, is making excuses. You know, like, you can marry me because I'm not a tawaif, right?
Yeah.
As if that is somehow impure.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, so what,
dude? So what, yeah.
Yeah. Hena, which would have been, I don't know, more empowering.
Because this is what, like, initially what did happen, right? It's not like she's the only one with, like, marriage ambitions. Even before her, Lajo and Bibbo have the same idea that they were going to get married to their sahabs and escape this life they have. So, and they're cool with it. They're already tawaifs, right? So, like, through them, you can actually show that, so what, we're tawaifs. So, like, we've used, like, this life to, like, escape, you know, to, like, a possibly easier one. Like, you can at least, like, address that, but...
Mm.
It's, as you said, it's put through, like, the show is put through with Alam, who's, like, it's almost like they pretend to protect her, like, you know, quote-unquote virginity almost, right? Like, it's like, no, like...
Exactly.
We have to, like, make sure this woman is pure so she can escape this world. If you're not of this kind, you cannot escape this world. It's almost, that's the kind of, like, messaging I kept getting after watching, like, multiple episodes.
Yeah, sure. The virginity metaphor is accurate because they have this ritual, right? Which is... Basically, if you do that whatever dance, then...
Oh my God, if someone plays a drinking game on the word Natutrai, like, they will be sloshed by episode 3.
That was my joke. If you take a shot every time someone says cough,
khalaja, Natutrai, like, you'll be done. You will not be able to watch all of it. You'll have to be hospitalized.
Or every time, like, somebody walks into a room, like, suddenly just, like, you turn around and somebody just walked into a room.
Yeah, like, they walk up, it's like the track has been, like, sped up. You know, like, it's like they've literally, like, speed worked to their blocking spot and then turned.
Sensibilities of this show, like, and just generally Bhansali, is very like B-grade cinema, right?
It's very, like, my headline is, this is basically a glossy TV soap. I'm sorry.
Yeah, similar. So I was going with something like, this is like big budget B-grade.
Yeah.
Because...
But it's basically, sensibilities are like that, you know, people don't say their lines and communicate with each other. They declare.
Yelling, yeah.
It's like 10 Anil Kapoors in one show of fighter level.
No, but yeah. No, so I'm willing to ignore that also because that is, the writing isn't meant to be like conversational.
Yeah, it's like theatrical on like stage, you know, that's what like they're declaring, talking.
Correct. So that kind of gives you some leeway in the sense that you can say certain words that you wouldn't get away with otherwise. You can deliver exposition that you wouldn't get away with otherwise. So that's fine, but... The problem is just the way that the characters are written, right? Because as we've already discussed with Alam Zeb, like, it's just very conflicted. And similar thing happens with the rest of the people also. Mm. Like Malika Jan, when Alam Zeb kind of runs away, she's like, bhagne do usko, and she acts all like offended and stuff, right? I don't care, whatever. Then when she gets arrested, Alam Zeb, she's like, nahi, I don't, like, I'm not even going to go, like, save her. Except when Bibbo Jan kind of talks her into it, then she's like,
will yeah, do. Next minute, like 1 minute, she's like, I will not go anywhere to any police station in my entire life. Bibhujan says two lines, and then next minute she's at a police station. I'm like, what just happened?
And then what just happened? And then whiplash to uske baad hota.
Yeah.
When I was like, literally, I had to stop and be like, what in the world have I just watched? Is this person insane? Like, it's the work of a madman, that one scene.
Yeah.
Like, I thought ki Padmavati ka ending, which people complained about correctly, I thought that was like pinnacle of just misguidedness.
Hmm.
But this is to alag level. Has nobody watched it and said, sir, you can't have that scene?
It's I think we've touched upon this in like some other podcasts, right? We were talking about like how in like, you know, Bollywood filmmakers are very like...
Kala.
Yeah. I think, yeah, it was, yeah. Like, you know, like, when it's like talking about like, say something like sex or something, like talking about like gender like, in terms of like, then it's like, no, we can't touch that Indian culture or whatever.
Mm.
And the moment it comes to like violence against women, they're like, yeah, let's just go unabashed. There are no boundaries.
No, but the way that the scene has been, so in Bhansali's eyes, she is doing a heroic act of sacrifice, yeah. Right? Which only a crazy person could see a gang rape through that lens.
As the you know, lens, yeah.
What in the, like, am I living on some different planet where we have to say this out loud? Yes, sir. It is not a heroic act of sacrifice. Mm. Right? And then just immediately after that, when everybody kind of... That scene is pivotal because it changes the entire show, right?
Mm.
The Sonakshi Sinha character kind of is like, oh my God, what have I done? This, that, yeah. Whatever.
But when you dance, like, after that, like, they're not the same characters anymore.
So the scene immediately after that is where she's like just sitting in like a fountain or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she... The way that Bhansali follows up the gang rape scene is literally by having a moment where Malika Jan says, ki nahi main to lohe ki bani hu, mereko koi nahi tod sakta. Which is like doubling down on that idea, right?
Yeah.
That, oh my God, she is like some kind of heroic.
And he's trying to like suddenly like pull us to her side, right? Because the entire show until then, she's been like, in a way, almost like close to a dying. Like, you know, like she's the one everyone's trying to escape from. Now suddenly Bhansali's found himself in a position where he's like, wait, I have to now pull the audience to the side of the character who has been reviled until now. That's a challenge.
No, in that scene also, it's like 8 Mile, right? Where everything that you've thought about her, she says herself. Like, oh, I'm a bad mother, I'm a bad sister, this, that.
Like, no, we already like, deduce that through your actions.
But I'm such a good Tawaif. I'm like, what in the world is happening?
And then in the finale, she becomes a freedom fighter.
Everybody becomes a freedom fighter.
Which is like, comes out of like nowhere. Like, the show is, that's not part of that show. I'm just like, this is a different show now.
Exactly. So I imagined that after Sonakshi Sinha has that change of heart, which that narrative arc in itself is insane because there is like some file which has all the clues and then somebody magically discovers like photographs that are like saboots.
Yeah.
All that nonsense Scooby-Doo level stuff happens. There's a Parda Fash, which I laughed at.
I think this version, like, he just walks into the room and, you know, onto like all the evidence. It's just lying there. You have like a giant party in your mansion and you haven't had the decency to like put all your rebellion stuff away.
It's like a video game, right? Like if you like dig up that abandoned kind of warehouse and you find this one artifact.
It's just all lying there on the table for her. And she's like, oh wow, this is amazing. I can go to my Englishman lover and just tell him everything now.
So I imagined after Sonakshi Sinha has a change of heart, like they will team up and take down the British cops, like that would be the extent of their ambitions.
Yeah.
But no, unko to pura independence karna hai ab suddenly. And then the show has the thing to, it ends with like, oh, but like these are real stories that were like buried in history or something.
Yeah, nonsense.
I was like, ye kaun si story hai ab suddenly historical drama? We're grounding it in like some sort of reality. What is happening?
I mean, for the most part, as we just discussed, this show is basically like Saas Bahu TV soap level, like bickering, you know, that's what the women do for 38 minutes out of 40 minutes every episode. They do that.
Mm-hmm.
2 minutes ke liye, Bibbo Jan will go somewhere and have a meeting or something and possibly discuss something about like overthrowing the and doing some violent
stuff. Oh my God.
And suddenly in the finale, the entire show becomes that. I'm like, what? This was not your show.
Yeah. But then they'll be like, oh, but we were like laying the breadcrumbs. You spoke about those meetings, right? And just like, brought back flashes of just some minor insanity where Alam is like, I will stay out of your way because your passion is for the desh. So much of it is there in this show and they just all added up makes you realize that Bhansali doesn't really know how to write women. Like, in
like that's the great fraud. Like, he doesn't know how to write characters, I would argue. Forget women in general, because no one is really developed here, right? Like, it's just like everyone has those same signifiers. In episode 1 and episode 6, if you jump, like, you can just basically be like, oh yeah, Manisha Kara is still doing the same thing. Like, how is the character going somewhere?
Ek toh he enjoys torturing them, right? Which is gets a little too annoying after a point, right? And this is something that we spoke about. Did we speak about Gangubai? I don't remember.
Yeah, we didn't.
But then
yeah.
I remembered Gangubai when I was watching this. It's like, but because this is like sevenfold right now. It was just one Gangubai who he enjoyed torturing.
Yeah, yahan pe sab Gangubai hai, it's sari.
Sabko torture karta hai. Ek to ye the Richa Chadda character who's like sad and lonely, and she dies like very sorry death
in like middle of episode 2.
Then
the goodbye. You have outlived your purpose.
Then there's Alam Zeb, who's sentenced to this loveless kind of existence because uska husband was killed on the day of their wedding, which is like just cruel, right? Then there's Aditi Rao Hydri's character, who is like shot and tortured and all those things. And then there's Malika Jan, who we've spoken about, uske saath kya atyachars he's done, right? And then I was thinking, the only one character who managed to not only escape Hiramandi, which is an ambition that a lot of these women have, not only escape Hiramandi, but also kind of prosper in her life, happens entirely off screen.
Yeah, the maid. She goes to like Calcutta, and basically she's living like a kala.
Yeah.
Like that happens. Not the sinuas also, if you want.
Could easily be. But then I was wondering, like, so tune saath characters ko torture kiya. Like, bina ruke, and the one character who has managed to kind of escape is entirely off screen. So that tells you what you're fascinated by.
What he's drawn to, right? Like, this is basically like what people complain about, like Handmaid's Tale after like season 1 or whatever. It's like torture porn after a point. He's attracted to it as a director.
And that kind of reminded me of Blonde, right? People complained about Blonde. But I would argue that in Blonde, nobody was aestheticizing torture in the way that he does here, because literally every frame is perfect, right?
Yeah.
Everything is symmetrical. Everything is lit immaculately. The costumes are
everybody is dressed immaculately.
Yeah. And ho kya raha hai, right? So beneath the surface of just this prettiness is just real, like, depressing.
Yeah, beneath the surface, it's a R-rated gore fest. And above the surface, it's like G. Not even PG, it's G.
Yeah. So it's just literally glamorizing female suffering, right? And so, kaun se universe mein feminism hai? Somebody please explain to me.
It's not. It's just like, you know, like, he's... You know, that's what after watching 8, like, episodes of Ram, like, he's drawn to, like, these stories not for the women. He's drawn to these stories for the sets and the costumes. And that's so, like, pathetic.
No, I would argue that he's drawn to...
Because if he's not able to write the characters, then you're basically making a music video, no? That's what have good... sets and good costume. Yeah,
because they are not contributing to the characters of the story, right? They're independently, if you view them, you're like, oh yeah, of course this is pretty, right? Because what is pretty, what isn't, is quite, like, it's a primal kind of reaction, right? You see something, you're like, oh, that's, it looks pleasing to the eye. But then that's only when you are not paying attention to the story or what the characters are saying.
Exactly, because that drifts in the background, right? Once people start talking, once it's not a still frame, or once it's not like, just like some randomly assorted scenes of like, which is like a music video basically. Once it's not that, once people are actually talking and having a life and you want to see them as human beings, they're not. Like, there's nothing to them beyond like a 2-bit description.
It's not an exhibition, right, at a museum that you can just look at and be like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's...
Yeah, it's still life. Like, oh yeah, he'd look at the brush strokes, look at the perspective he has. Look at the dressing he's done. Like, look at the eye or what he's thinking. Like, no.
Is there a possibility that he actually thinks that this is empowering in some way? That to show suffering...
Otherwise, he wouldn't make like 2 of them, right? After Gangubai, he wouldn't make another one, extended version of that, basically.
Yeah, and not to mention the previous movies in which similar stuff, like you're forgetting, like Padmavat, for instance, like a great example, in which the woman literally...
Which is why I was not willing to give him any points for like making a show about entirely about like Muslims, right? Because I was like, you are not the director to get those brownie points after making Padmavat.
Also, the strange... I don't know if you know, have any more information about this, and this is kind of like a diversion from the main topic, but like, there are 5 additional directors credited on this thing.
I noticed that. And I was like, wait, that's insane, that to have so many and to then credit them as additional directors, which basically means... they're handling this entire set, like, how much has he stepped away from this? Is he, like, remotely, like, managing, like, okay, I'll show up, like, some of the days?
I kind of thought of him as this micromanager, like, who can't, like, delegate, but I don't
know. Yeah, because, like, you know, that's what he does, right? Like, he takes over so many departments, like, that's what, in that sense, he's, like, almost like a big budget version of, like, the Dima Das.
So, there are, like, multiple directors credited. There are different people credited for original score. There are 4 cinematographers.
Which I can understand, like, miss probably, like, you know, and if you're shooting, like, say, several months apart, the original guy, whatever, not available or something. But to have 5 additional directors, like, it reeks of, like, you know, that you don't want to be involved with every scene. The directors get so weak in India, they still manage, like, sole directing credit over
everything. Sole directing credit.
To somehow relegate them to, like, additional director's credit.
Either way, I mean, since he has refused to kind of hand equal credit to everybody and taken sole credit for himself, we will assign all the blame to him.
All the blame to him. Yeah, that's how it works. You get all the reward and all the
credit. Because acting wise, though, I don't know. Like, I can't tell you who's good or not. I can tell you that Farida Jalal, whenever she came on screen, I thought, oh, finally a real human being who isn't, like, yelling.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, when you're giving such, like, lines to everyone, I'm not sure anyone's benefiting. Like, it's not easy to see the actor beneath those, like, grand deliveries.
Some are obviously worse than others, but, like, they're mostly all just doing a very similar kind of tone.
Yeah, probably Aditi and, like the Alam Sahib, who is that? Sharmin, yeah. I think they're probably the ones who are getting the least grand deliveries. Like, they're at least able to, like, have conversation sometimes between the two of them. But yeah, everyone else is just, like, they're like Shanak Krishna, like, Shri Manisha Parara, just there to, like, make these grand proclamations all the time. If you want to attach more criticism to here to Bansal UK, it's her, me, his knees.
No wonder, right? Because she gets, like, the biggest arc of the...
Like, it's... Yeah, so... Like, Karan Johar level stuff happens.
Some nepotism. Yeah, and she's just like, I can't, like, deal with it, man. She goes through the gamut of things, right? But then you wouldn't be able to tell. Like, I remember recently we were talking about, like, the Kuleshov experiment or something. Iske saath nahi kaam karega wo. Because you put her in any situation, I was like, what? But what am I supposed to feel, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
This is just one of those... I wonder how many times they did it over. Like, did they make it once and make it twice or thrice this entire show? Because if this is, like, the final version, like...
I mean, I doubt it because they made it in a year, apparently. So, not enough time to make it twice or thrice.
It looks like they want to make more of this. I don't know how that's going to work.
I don't know how that's going to work unless you make a prequel or something. Yeah.
Or just continue, like, freedom struggle, right? Which is what they import.
What freedom struggle? India is going to be independent, like, in less than a year.
In 6 months,
this feeling like a very definitive end, you know, with the whole voiceover thing. Which, like, is it Bhansali speaking? Or is that, who is that talking?
No idea. But anyway, they could very easily just, like we said, you know, just build it towards 1960, which is when Gangubai stuff happens.
I mean, it's honestly really much easier to make this like a prequel to it. Like, you can stretch it like 4 centuries back or whatever.
Yeah.
Have fun. But yeah, I don't know who's looking forward to that. Not me.
Not me either.
Right. What do you think of the general audience? Should we end with that?
Oh my god, yeah. What will people say?
I mean, obviously, yeah, people say the obvious stuff, right? Like, it looks
pretty, yeah.
It looks elegant. Like, it looks like 200 crores. But, like, I'm like, nope, it doesn't.
But even in the past, like, people have been praising, like, how, like, not to harp on about the same thing. But even in the past, people have been praising, like, the female characters, right? Which is what I'm...
Yeah.
Which is what I'm, like, curious about. Like, is bar bhi kya wohi, like, is it going to be like, oh, how nicely written 7 of them this time there are. Because that
at that point, then, like, this shame on viewers, right? You can't blame the creators after that. It's the audience that takes up it.
That would be disheartening, right? True. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people forgive everything. Like, people were like, oh, sure, Padmavati walked into the fire because that was historical fact. And I'm like, no, it's no longer historical fact when you put, like, rousing music behind it. But I don't know. So yeah, I'm anticipating, like, some sanity to prevail and for people at least to point out that the gang rape thing is, like, a step too far, sir.
I mean, that only I don't expect from our audience anymore. I think they've been given so much elsewhere in so many other, like, movies and TV shows that I think this audience is, like, beyond
a redemption.
Yeah, in that sense. Because people celebrate like violence here, you know, but like when blood flies off people's like mouths these days in action movies, they're like, yes,
yeah,
kya kaam kara hai. So that's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
But yeah, you would have hoped like people can see through the whole like
fraud
PR machine that is Bhansali loves, like writes amazing.
Oh my god, yeah, that
at least that needs to like come down. That one needs to come down.
That'll be the day.
But I'm not living in hope.
Yes, yes.
Yep, time to call it.
Yeah.
That's all for this episode of The Long Take. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and YouTube at The Long Take Pod. You can write to us at thelongtakepod@gmail.com. Please leave us a rating and a review for this episode, and we will see you next week. Thanks for listening.